This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
And welcome to Generation Next. It is 7:06 on Monday the 23rd, and tonight we have a fantastic show for you. We're going to be talking with editor of a New Street magazine called Oh My God, I'm Queer, Micah Scott, and we are also going to be talking about a new queer movie that's just hit cinemas.
Indeed. You've got Matt and Lee and Micah in the studio today. We've got some contact numbers for you to get a hold of us on. It's 0427JOY949 on the SMS, 1300JOY949 on the phone. You can also email us anytime you want to on onair@joy.org.au and get onto the website and listen at www.joy.org.au.
And here we go to a song, Lady Gaga. Oh, no.
No, it's Queen.
Queen. I Want to Break Free. Love this song.
The Matrix Guild is a social and support network committed to help provide and promote appropriate care and accommodation choices and alternative lifestyle options for older lesbians in Victoria. For more details, visit matrixguildvic.gov.au.
Freedom to Be's mission is to save lives, prevent harm, and empower LGBT people from Christian backgrounds through reconciliation of their sexuality, gender identity, and their faith. Freedom to Be isn't a Christian organisation or church, but a network of people helping each other through issues associated with religion and beliefs. For details of their monthly meetings and more info, visit freedomtobe.org.
And you're here with Generation Next, Matt and Lee. And in the studio, we have Micah Scott.
Hello.
How are you going?
Great, thank you.
Good, good.
Now, Micah, I suppose the reason that we've got you on the show is to talk about your lovely new Street magazine.
Well, it's not just mine, guys. It's produced by the entirety of Minus 18.
Okay, well, I suppose that can lead on to what we want to know is what is the magazine?
Sure. Well, the magazine's called Oh My Gosh or OMG, I'm Queer. And it's basically a collaboration of the work of, I think it's about 15 same-sex attracted and gender-diverse young people all throughout Victoria, telling their stories of their, a broad array of topics and basically just getting their views and their experiences out there.
So is it almost like a biography of 15 individuals or something?
Well, some stories are. Some stories obviously are very, very personal. We've got, your typical coming out stories, stories around Tom Ballard, for example. He's the comedian and Triple J breakfast presenter.
Indeed. You said Triple J.
Oh. Yes.
I mean, that other radio station. And this is his first project as the Minus 18 ambassador. And so he's been supporting us for a couple of months now, and he has written an article about growing up gay in Warrnambool.
Rural communities,
which is in rural, original Victoria, for those that don't know. And what it was like realising he was gay, coming out, and then, of course, his transition into being a famous individual and following his passions and realising that all the things that he got told growing up, which were a little bit negative, didn't have to impact the way he lived his life and didn't have to impact his success.
Fantastic.
So it's a really, really positive magazine.
Which is what we want, yeah.
Which is great. I suppose, in the overall scheme of things, we can sometimes have a tendency to focus on a couple of the negatives sometimes. Exactly. So to really have young people as well who are writing the content and steering the design and the photography of the entire project, really, really great thing to see come to light.
Fantastic. Now, how often is this magazine coming out?
Well, this is actually the first issue. It was a bit of a trial run to see whether our team could actually put it together. and, of course, to see what sort of response we got with the content and put out to the general public and get their feedback first. And it launches this Saturday, and so we haven't actually launched it yet, right. And we've already signed up for a sequel, which will be exclusive here, guys. we're looking at calling it "Oh My God, My Friend Is Queer." So of a perspective of heterosexual young people and what it's like for them to have gay friends or gender diverse friends who come out to them, or you know, getting the other perspective of it, which I think is really exciting.
Yeah, you need the support there, I think, in the background from the heterosexual friends and the acceptance, which is always fantastic. So be there and support everyone that you know.
Mm. And that's a really interesting point, because we're talking about your social surroundings, the people around you, and do you think that the publication is going to get into schools?
Mm. Absolutely. We've teamed up with Safe Schools Coalition Victoria, who have 2,000 copies, and they have nearly 50 schools within Victoria who have signed up and said, we want to reduce homophobia in our school, we want our teachers to be trained in how to do that, and we want our students to be safe and made to feel included. And so that's 50 schools who have actually signed up and said that, and the Safe Schools Coalition will be distributing all the copies to those schools, and we'll also be targeting the schools that haven't signed up, working with the coalition to get them to sign up and get them these resources as well. That's just one avenue, but definitely schools is a huge priority for us, given that nearly 90% of the content was written by people still in high school.
Definitely. Right. Now, you say just one avenue, so where else are you looking at it to go?
Well, certainly Minus 18 events. Fantastic. And our launch this Saturday. Yep. We've got special little show bags for everyone that comes on down to the launch. But certainly, it is a street magazine, so we're looking to do quite a number of drop-offs through the City of Melbourne, who funded the magazine.
Fantastic.
The City of Melbourne and Lord Mayor's Charitable Foundation. So a big shout-out to them.
And is it, I suppose, going to be an open event at the magazine launch?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're doing what we do best with our underage dance parties. So all young people can come along, get their free copy of the guide, and we'll have, hopefully, Tom Ballard will be speaking about his experience, some of the young people about, a bit more background information about their articles, but then followed by, the launch party and the fun bit. No one comes for the speeches, everyone comes for the fun bit.
Now, in case anybody wasn't listening, you've actually been on the show before. Do you just want to give a brief talk about Minus 18 and what that's all about?
Yeah, absolutely. That probably would have been good to start with. So Minus 18 is the largest Australian organisation for same-sex attracted and gender-diverse young people.
Sure.
And I guess what's really unique about us, or what's kind of driven our success over the past few years in particular, has been the fact that we're 100% youth-driven. So even our board of governance is majority made up of people under the age of 25. And so, like Oh My God, I'm Queer, and like our projects and our events, everything is run by young people. It just makes sure that it's all relevant, and young people are the ones who are making the decisions.
Because
and
when you're looking for an ear to listen, you really want someone that's been there, done that, and understands exactly what you're talking about.
And who knows what's cool than
young people?
Exactly. Us.
I think I'm out of the loop. Yeah. No, that's fantastic. That's good news. Now, where we're going from here, we've got another song coming up.
This little bit one, of Lady Gaga.
A little bit of Lady Gaga. You got
the one
love
I jumped
it.
To before.
This one will be Born This Way.
And welcome back to Generation Next. You're here with Matt and Lee, and we have a special guest, Micah.
Hola.
Who was just talking to us about his new publication, OMG, I'm Queer. And we will be chatting to him a little bit later. But we got an email in from Jacob, who has obviously travelled off to London on us and left us alone.
In Scotland, I believe, as well, yeah.
Yeah, I think he's ending up there. And he said, OMG, I'm Queer is such a brilliant repository of stories and unique experiences, and there should be be copies in every school across the state. And I agree.
No. Yes, thanks, indeed. Jakey.
Very positive. Now, what we've got coming up, we're actually on YouTube at the moment. There is a trailer for a movie called Weekend. Now, if anybody's seen that, it's actually a really beautiful movie. Have the tissues ready. Even for the trailer, have the tissues ready. It's about two men who meet in a club. Fall in love in the club, exactly. There's a song about that, I believe.
No, I think that's Making Love in the Club.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Well, that's a little different.
We never know what goes on there. Now, the story is actually, it's a really upbeat story. It's not a down in the dumps, woe is us type tale. It's a really upbeat, positive, we're falling in love and this is brilliant. But then it also goes into the fact that the person that's been I guess, fell in love with is travelling away for 2 entire years and the relationship is over before it already started, which is horrible.
Heartbreaking.
Absolutely heartbreaking. Now, it's gotten excellent reviews. It's been in the media quite a bit. And all the feedback is really, really positive. It's bound to win awards when it strikes the shelves. But all the feedback is about how upbeat it is.
I think it's actually really fantastic that they've kind of brought a movie like this to... It's almost like a pacesetter. Like, they had Brokeback Mountain and, yeah, it was there, but it wasn't really, I suppose, something that you could relate to. And this movie looks like it is something that you could go, wow, that could be me.
Exactly.
And kind of put yourself in that position. And it's not like a stereotype either. It's although there are some scenes in there, it's not full on. I think it's trying to, I suppose, fight the stereotype of indeed. What people believe a gay relationship is. So, exactly. And it's coming out in the right time, I guess.
Yeah, indeed. And one of the reviews actually said that it could very well be taken as a... quote, straight person movie. So it is really breaking the stereotype of the down in the dumps.
Straight person movie.
it's breaking the stereotype, which is excellent. I think it's going to be a really great movie.
Mm. Well, we're going to speak with Micah a little bit later on the show. So if you do have any questions for him, please get in touch with us on 0427-JOY-949, phone in on 1300-JOY-949, email on onair@joy.org.au, and get in touch with us.
Indeed. Now, speaking of movies, there is also another movie coming out recently, which is called Human Centipede 2. Now, I'm not sure if anyone has seen the first Human Centipede. It's quite...
Can you tell me what Human Centipede is?
Sure. I'm not sure I can on air, actually. It's a... Look, let's put it in brief. It's about a mad scientist who has decided to sew 3 people together and hope that that functions as a biological being. It's quite the disgusting piece of material.
I just want to say that I flat out refuse to watch these movies after seeing the trailer.
I had many friends saying the exact same thing. And we watched it to be daring and regretted the decision immediately within the first 15 minutes of the movie, I'd say.
Is it gruesome? Or?
It's horribly gruesome. Ooh. It's horribly, horribly gruesome. But I'm still going to say number two. The director came out and said that it was his intention that he would absolutely disgust people in the second movie. I thought he'd already done it with the first.
Okay, so I think I've got a question for you, though. Mm. What is the rating?
I think it's R18. I'm sure if they could get it above that.
I'm pretty sure it was, number two was banned like by the censorship office.
Would not
the
surprise
first,
me at
in
all.
The first go.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you're gonna have to watch it and review it later on the show. I think
I might have to do a review. Yeah,
come back to us and
vomited
tell us.
4 or 5 times. That'll be my review, I think. Sum
no.
it up. Now, what we've got? Have you actually on that note? Have you actually seen any really good movies lately? For the listeners,
do you know what? Since the holidays, I kind of got into a big movie buff thing, and I was like watching all these movies, and now they've kind of just blended together. And I'm like, oh yeah, that movie. No, I don't remember what that was.
I really don't. You really want to tell someone about a good movie you've seen, but you've completely forgotten exactly what it's about.
Yeah, and then you start talking about it, you're like, oh no, that was the other movie I watched the other night.
Except for the classics like Nemo. Everybody knows what Nemo was about.
Yeah,
yeah, beautiful movie that one, and Monsters Inc.
Did you like Monsters, Inc.?
I love Monsters, Inc. Did you not like Monsters, Inc.?
No, I did, but
I like Finding Nemo a little bit better.
It was better. Mm. It was.
Really?
Yeah.
The fish.
And I'm a huge
fan
of Ellen DeGeneres as well.
Oh, God,
and of course, you know, I could listen to her voice all night, so the movie just kind of went hand in hand.
And she's hilarious. Interests. I don't know how you couldn't like Ellen.
Yeah.
Beautiful person.
She is fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, I think we should go to a song.
Indeed.
Let's do that.
So coming up, we have Angus and Julia Stone with Big Jet Plane.
Welcome back to Joy 949. We're in the studio with Lee, Matt and Micah.
Hello.
Hello. Now, if you've got any questions for Micah, you can get in contact with us on 0427-JOY-949 or on the phone with 1300-JOY-949 or email with onair@joy.org.au. Now, as I said, we've got in the studio Micah. Now, just a little bit further prior to before, we've got a few questions for you. Specifically, why did you start the magazine and what were your inspirations?
Oh, curly questions tonight, indeed, guys. Look, I guess the idea for OMG I'm Queer came about 18, 19 months ago now.
Mm-hmm.
And we were sitting in a meeting talking about some of the, material that's available for high school students around sexuality and gender identity. Mm-hmm. And one of our students from Geelong went to his school counsellor previously and said, you know, I'm gay, I would like to see sort of what you have.
They're quite open about it.
Yeah, very. And the counsellor, because none were on display, and the counsellor sort of said, oh, you know, we don't keep those on display, they're not really cool, but he pulled one out of her drawer, like dusted it off and gave it to him. And it was about, it's 2011 back then, so goodness, it was about 10 years old. And when you think of sort of the prevalence of iPhones now, and even, you know, 10 years ago, the, you know, websites and cyberbullying, and we talk about mental health so much more now, the issues in it were just completely irrelevant.
And outdated,
And outdated, and a very negative sort of outlook, in that, you know, you are gay, you will experience homophobia, people may try to bash you, and, you know,
fear-mongering in the magazine.
A little bit. And, and it didn't really float with sort of our crew, and sort of, you know, it's a bit negative. And the question was asked, why do we always focus on the negatives? Yes, there are some very real negatives with, you know, being same-sex attracted or gender diverse.
Indeed.
But they're not, the negatives aren't sexuality, the negatives are homophobia.
Exactly.
And so we should be celebrating sexuality, and we should be celebrating gender identity. And the what better way to do that than to get real and actually have young people talk about their experiences.
Exactly, address the issue and put it out there.
Rather than have, you know, adults writing content or how-to guides for young people, actually have the young people do it themselves. And so, you know, we approached City of Melbourne and the Lord Mayor's Charitable Foundation and said, hey, this is our idea. And also had the, other idea of linking in, these certain articles with services in and around the City of Melbourne. And so we kind of have all these great, great services like Joy, like the Gay and Lesbian Switchboard, like Minus 18, like Safe Schools Coalition, that a lot of young people don't know exist. And so a lot of the themes throughout the articles link into some of the services. For example, we partner with Headspace, who are the National Foundation for Mental Health.
And they're fantastic
for,
as well.
For young people. Yeah. They're absolutely phenomenal, the work they're doing in reducing the stigma, particularly for same-sex attracted and gender diverse young people. Very, very up-to-date and progressive, I guess. And so we had one of their young people write some articles about her experience with depression and how she overcame that. And, you know, just being able to talk about those conversations and about a young person's experience, and then say, if you're going through something similar, there are places out there that are there for you, and you're not alone. And, you know, people are experiencing the same things as you every day, and that shouldn't stop you from living your life and having a really awesome time.
Exactly. Now, one such specific article in the magazine was Marco, 14 and bisexual. He told his father that he was bisexual. He came out, and his father turned around and said that he loved him no matter what. Now, I love this article because it was exactly like a YouTube video that I saw about a soldier getting on there and telling his dad on the phone that he loved him. Now, the article goes on for, I believe it's 2 pages. Two pages. And in it, Marco's discussing about how he felt about coming out and putting it out there and talking about the stigma and in what ways his relationship has changed. And the dad actually is in the article as well, saying that he doesn't really think that the relationship has changed. So it's doing a really, really good
diplomatic
job.
View on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And I'm really glad you chose this article because the article itself is a transcript of an interview between Marco, his dad, and one of our young people. And it is verbatim, word for word. And we had the transcript and we tried to cut it down. And we couldn't because it was so gripping. And Marco's dad's response to the questions about how, you know, there was never any question of whether that would change his perspective of Marco, and that coming out has actually boosted Marco's self-esteem and is actually going for school captain this year. And as well, the fact that Marco is half Asian, his mother's Asian and his father's Jewish. And so the cultural diversity and the background that they speak about and their family values is just so interesting and really endearing article to understand that there are people who are in those similar situations, and it was actually such a positive experience for him.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's the message, I think. There's people just like you, and you don't need to be afraid. It is out there. The stigma's being removed, and you need to get out and step out, I think.
Yeah, well, Micah, I think I really hope that you stay with us for, you know, at least until the end of the show, because
and more.
Well, we'd like to chat to you a little bit further later on. I suppose just a bit of how people can get involved, and also what they can come to expect from any future, I suppose, coming from you.
Awesome.
No worries. Now, coming up, we've got some brief announcements, and then we'll be back in the studio for a chat, and then obviously we'll hear some more from Micah.
Midsummer Festival's program planner has hit the streets. Grab your copy now to plan your 2012 Midsummer.
Want to carry the fun of Midsummer in your pocket? You can. The Midsummer 2012 iPhone app is free to download. You can pick your favourites and check out all the details of our huge program.
Purchase tickets and find out more information at midsummer.org.au.
On Sunday, February 5, our community comes together to celebrate
Pride March 2012.
Sharing the excitement of the event that showcases the diversity of Victoria's GLBTIQ community.
Come march or come to watch.
Catch the march from 2 p.m. along Fitzroy Street, St Kilda, ending at Katani Gardens, wrapping up the day's festivities with live entertainment, a karaoke stage, food, drinks and community stalls.
March participants assemble from noon, corner of Fitzroy Street and Lakeside Drive.
Pride March 2012, Sunday, February 5.
For more information, see pridemarch.com.au.
And welcome back to Generation Next with Matt, Lee and Micah in the studio. So, saw a news article that came, was up on earlier on in the month on Pink News. And it talks about Australian radio host Jackie O and her dislike of a lesbian-like name, or as she likes to say, I suppose, she sees lesbian significance with the name.
Sounds a bit les, I believe, was the the direct quote.
Can you get any like more ignorant than that line?
These two.
My name sounds a bit les. Oh, you poor rich
it's
person.
It's like those people who go around saying, "Oh, she doesn't look like a lesbian." What does that exactly look like? Yeah. You know, so yeah, these two are constantly getting themselves in trouble. I'm sure they've managed numerous fines for the radio station with all the things they're putting out there. So they're not exactly the most positive people on the planet, and this, I think, is just going to get them further and further under.
Well, there's actually a campaign going on at the moment.
The petition.
There's a petition with four mums who find the content of their show just so outrageously offensive and ignorant that they have a website and a 24-hour campaign to contact the advertisers in their show.
Good.
And on the website of their radio station and say, we don't think you should advertise on this show because by doing so, you're supporting their views, which are XYZ, you know, homophobic views, etc.
Exactly.
And it's working. So far, I think it's a couple of million dollars worth of revenue the show has lost.
Far out. Which is no small amount for a radio show.
Well, that's the thing. And, you know, they are an extremely popular radio show, particularly in Sydney. And the fact that, you know, they're getting these multi-million dollar companies to withdraw their
dropping
advertising,
exactly.
I think is a pretty powerful thing.
Well, exactly. I think they've had a few instances with people not liking some of their content.
Oh, that's the thing. This isn't the first by any means.
Exactly. Now, speaking of big name corporations, Microsoft's taken a big step out, put their name behind equal marriage laws in Washington, which is, I think, is absolutely fantastic. They joined a variety of other employers, including Nike, to build on its history of supporting corporate and public policies that promote inclusion and equality by supporting the proposal to extend marriage rights to gay couples, which is absolutely fantastic, I think.
Definitely.
Are you a bit cynical about this? Because when Proposition 8 was going through all their will it pass, will it not, Apple donated $100,000 to the courts.
Oh, you think it's a bit of a...
Now, a couple of years later, Microsoft's all like, oh, we support it too. Won't give any money, but we support it too.
Indeed.
Do you think they're just trying to play catch up, or do you think they genuinely are trying to, like, you know, support it?
So you think they're trying to get a little bit of social responsibility amongst them?
Yeah.
Trying to register, relate to the gay culture and diversity that we have. I mean, in a statement they said, you know, they've got a talented workforce who is as diverse as their customers. So quite possibly they're trying to say something.
Indeed, they might be floundering the wind.
Still, you know, at the end of the day, good on them. They're supporting marriage equality. So
every
kudos
step's
to
a
that.
Good step. That's it. Exactly.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that, you know, there are plenty of other companies that are also doing the same thing following suit.
What did you say?
Sweet.
I might be a little hungry.
It is pretty sweet. Fantastic. All right. Coming up, we've got Foster the People with Pumped Up Kicks, one of my favourite songs.
Midsummer Festival's program planner has hit the streets. Grab your copy now to plan your 2012 Midsummer.
Want to carry the fun of Midsummer in your pocket? You can. The Midsummer 2012 iPhone app is free to download. You can pick your favourites and check out all the details of our huge program.
Purchase tickets and find out more information at midsummer.org.au.
On Sunday, February 5, our community comes together to celebrate
Pride March 2012.
Share in the excitement of the event that showcases the diversity of Victoria's GLBTIQ community.
Come march or come to watch.
Catch the march from 2pm along Fitzroy Street, St Kilda, ending at Katani Gardens, wrapping up the day's festivities with live entertainment, a karaoke stage, food, drinks and community stalls.
March participants assemble from noon, corner of Fitzroy Street and Lakeside Drive.
Pride March 2012, Sunday, February 5.
For more information, see pridemarch.com.au.
And welcome back to Generation Next on Joy. You're here with Matt, Lee and Micah.
Hello.
Hi.
All right, so Micah, back on topic, I suppose, of your street magazine, which I'm holding right here.
It's pretty cool.
It looks fantastic. I think it's a good representation of youth today.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Some cool sunnies. Yeah. Pretty sure I have that pair.
Doesn't quite work on radio, making a reference to the visuals, but sure.
They're a nice pair of Ray-Bans.
You can always put them up on Facebook, just in case.
Now, I guess, how can people get a hold of this?
Sure. Well, we are launching it this Saturday in the partnership with the Reach Foundation, who are on Wellington Street in Collingwood. So that's for anyone who is 21 and under. Come on down. We'll be launching it from 4 p.m. All the details are on our website, www.-18.org.au, or you can join the event on Facebook if you're that way inclined.
Fantastic. And I'm sure it's safe to say me and Lee have a standing invitation, even though we're over.
Oh, absolutely. You guys.
You might be.
You are younger than... Aren't you?
Anyway, moving on.
What
about content? can anyone submit content, or is it just your 15 riders that you have?
Sure. Well, for this particular, issue was a closed issue, just because we wanted to kind of experiment a little bit internally before we kind of opened it up. But, you know, just given the success, our next issue will be open and we'll be calling for submissions in the next month or so. So you can keep an eye on the website -18.org.au for that too. So if you've got any, there will be a theme, like I mentioned before, which will be friends of same-sex attracted and gender diverse young people. Mm-hmm. So if you are a supportive friend or you have had someone come out to you, or you think you have an idea for a particular article, then by all means, I would be very, very interested to hear from you.
I suppose even if you had some friends that you didn't think were going to be supportive and then turned around and they were.
Yeah, that sort of stuff is great.
Fantastic. So is there any particular type of article other than friends of gay people, or is it...
Well, I mean, you know, because each issue does have a specific theme, we do try to keep to that theme.
Yep, sure.
But by all means, we're pretty flexible and chillaxed type of people.
Willing to hear from anyone, exactly.
We're happy to go with the flow.
Fantastic.
You can write in.
I should write in.
Absolutely.
Is there a phone number that anyone can get you on, or is that...
All our contact details, including email, our phone number and everything, is on the website, -18.org.au. Also, if you Google -18, that is MINUS18, it is the first in Google, because we're that cool.
Now, am I wrong in thinking you also have a Twitter? I think I'm following you.
-18 Youth and Facebook, -18 Youth as well.
Fantastic. Can I ask something? Is -18 following us?
Following you.
Oh, yeah.
We are, actually.
Thank God.
Good news. We didn't want to have to evacuate you from the studio.
Yes.
Check.
Get out.
Fantastic. Okay. Coming up next, I believe we've got Rihanna, and the song playing is...
Breaking Dishes.
Wow.
The songs.
The go-go dancers.
Go-go dancers.
Relive the music of the 60s and 70s performed by some of the best local female talent at this groovy midsummer event.
Wow.
Joy 94.9's Women on Waves presents an all-women show with special guests Blue House, Michelle Parsons, Shirley Davis, Emma Warband, Dolly Diamond, Ruth Kataralos and Monique Kenny. Plus comedy, burlesque and go-go dancers.
Wow.
Friday 27th January at Red Benny's, Chapel Street, South Yarra, a Joy 94.9 fundraiser.
Bookings through the venue or midsummer.org.au.
Let me be blunt. Actually, let me tell you about Blunts instead. Blunts are your home electricians. For new dimmers, extra power points, new lights, home security, or split system air conditioners, think Blunts. Serving the gay community for over 20 years, Blunts are your home electricians and proud Joy sponsors too. Blunts.net.au.
TAC Summer of Joy continues on Sunday, February 5 for Joy 94.9's annual broadcast live from Pride March 2012.
Bringing you all the fun and the sun from 1 to 3pm from Melbourne's annual Pride celebration.
Listen live at joy.org.au, look for Joy in the March and check out the bright orange TAC Vanessa bus at the Gatani Gardens after party.
Joy 94.9 live and loud from Fitzroy Street St Kilda for Pride March 2012 on Sunday, February 5 for the 2012 TAC Summer of Joy.
Sponsored by Mercedes-Benz Melbourne.
Let's talk about manufacturer incentives across the Mercedes-Benz 2011 registered demonstrator range, including AMG. Visit Mercedes-Benz Melbourne today and let's talk.
And presented by TAC.
One of the effects of ecstasy is its effect on the user's ability to judge distances. If you drive on drugs, you're out of your mind.
In the studio, you're with Matt, Lee and Micah. We actually have to say goodbye.
Bye-bye. See ya.
However, you can get in touch. Follow us on Twitter at GenNextJoy949. We've also got a Facebook page and a blog.
Just look up Generation Next, okay?
Exactly. Search Generation Next. That was very threatening. thank you very much for coming to the studio, Micah.
Thank you for having me, guys. It's been very fun.
No worries. I hope you'll come again.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Maybe the next issue you can come and tell us all about it.
Yeah, might not say for the whole hour being chained to the desk.
I don't want to go visit. Exactly. And good luck this Saturday as well.
Thank you very much. And the details are -18.org.au.
Just one more time. Now, coming up, you've got Dystopical, but that's after Can't Hold Back with Macy Gray.
Bye.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.